Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go. What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Welcome to Behind the Curtain, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Alon Fong, your host tonight, this afternoon. Danny Myers is not with us. Here's what we're doing. This is called Behind the Curtain. And what we wanted to do was introduce you, our listeners, who aren't in the strip club industry, to kind of what goes beyond behind the scenes at strip clubs. We're going to bring you DJs, managers, house moms, floor hosts, bartenders, whatever, whoever and whatever interesting personalities and the unique personalities industry we can. So today, starting things off, my first ever show with the one and only Mr. Johnny Walker. Now, Johnny was an award-winning DJ. He was one of the first DJ of the Year winners and one of the prominent DJs in South Florida. He worked at Solid Gold and Pure Platinum, Fort Lauderdale, Monroe's, Rachel's, and many others. About 3 or 4 years ago, he moved up to management and started managing Christie's Cabaret in the Flats in downtown Cleveland. So it is my great pleasure to introduce to you all Mr. Johnny Walker. Welcome, Johnny.
What's up, Elon? How you doing, bud?
Good, brother. Good to see you, man. It's been a while.
It's good to be seen anywhere at this age.
Amen. I'm jealous. He has hair still and I don't. It's really upsetting. I'm bald now.
A little bit of hair.
Mr. Eddie Van Halen of the strip club industry. That's what I call you.
Yes, I've heard that before.
He looks like Eddie Van Halen, people. Go look him up. And make sure you go see him at Christie's in the Flats in Cleveland, Ohio. All right.
Yeah, but Eddie's dead. Eddie's dead. So
Eddie, no, he's not. Eddie just moved into the strip clubs. You get tired of playing guitar. And don't lie, you're actually Eddie Van Halen. All right. So Johnny's got, you know, a ton of experience as a DJ and a manager. He's one of the best operators in the industry. I became aware of him, I don't know, about 8-10 years ago through a mutual friend, John Harden. We love you, Johnny. And I've always, you know, heard great things about you and got to know you a little bit at Expo and a little bit here and there over the years. But let's start some things off. So you're up in Christie's in Cleveland. And since we're a DJ initially, let's start with something I want to explain to our listeners who aren't in the industry. Let's explain music format. Now, does your club actually have a music format, or do the girls pick their own music?
No, there's a format. You can't really hand that over to the entertainers because they'll drive your music in the wrong direction more than likely. Mm-hmm. In the club industry, you have a target demographic, and there's an owner or managers cannot target that demographic, leaving it up to a younger generation of entertainer. You can't hit that demographic in that way. So Right. Therefore, yeah, we don't leave that up to the girls. We do have a format. Yes.
Okay. And so what is your what realm of music do you guys play in at your club?
You know, you're targeting an audience and you're trying to read the room, as DJs say. You know, we read the room and see what's in the room that night, going by age group, not necessarily ethnic background, that type of thing, but age group is what we're looking for, and getting music from those eras to entertain those people and getting them to stay longer in the club to spend money. You know, length of stay is probably the most important demographic we can go with when we have customers in the club. We got to get them to stay in order to spend money. So if we're providing them with music they don't like, they're not going to want to stay very long. So you have to really target it. We're doing EDM. We're doing, you know, popular hip hop, radio airplay, hip hop, that type of stuff. I mean, you gotta play to the masses. You know, you have to play what 75% of people in the room know.
Right.
75% of your people in the room don't know the song. You're playing the wrong song.
Right. Now, we call that holding the room for listeners. DJ speak is called holding the room.
Right.
And music format is definitely important. The target demographic, at least the way I was told, was usually 30-year-olds and up because they have the most expendable incomes. That's still pretty consistent, right?
I would say yes, even above 30. I mean, once you get below 30, I just don't even think they're strip club people. They're just there for something different, you know.
They're just trying to get laid with their peers.
Exactly. I mean, it's their convoluted way of saying, I'm going to meet some hot chicks tonight and I'm going to go to the strip club and do it. Absolutely. Yeah, but it's going to cost you. And once they find that out, you know, they're like, oh, well, this sucks. It's going to cost me.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Now, how do you guys handle tipping? So for our customers who go to a strip club and are not in the industry and they want to request a song, do you guys even allow customers to request music? And how does that work? Or do you steer people away from that? I know we kind of steered people away from it at my club.
We also steer people away from it. Yes. As you know, as a DJ, man, it's like if a guy comes up and asks for a song, 9 times out of 10, you were going to play it anyway.
Right.
So you take the money and you say, yeah, I got that. No problem. But when it's a song that's something you're not going to play, something too slow, something non-exciting, or, you know, then you're just going to steer them away and say, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah. I was a firm believer. I loved it when someone would tip me, you know, even $2 for a song I was going to play anyways. I would take the tip, and other DJs would be like, well, why'd you take $2? Why wouldn't you take 20? I'm like, I was going to play it anyways, and who cares? Like, it's $2. It's not about the money necessarily. It's about the room, right?
Right. And
then you'd get the $100 request to play something that was not playable, and I would turn it down.
Yeah. Well, I've done the opposite. I have played songs depending upon what time of the night it is, and sure. if we're just getting started and slow, and some, you know, we're not really jamming yet up to our peak potential for that night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I could sneak in a song that makes the guy happy, to make him stay there a little longer, and he happened to be tipping me $100, yeah, if there's a place I could sneak it in, yeah, that's what good DJs do. Absolutely. I mean, you're out to make money also, you know. You're just as much trying to make money as the girls are. So,
absolutely,
nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Hey, we're in it to make the money. We're in for it's a business, right? That's how we earn our living. So, Johnny, what are some of the biggest myths or misconceptions about the industry that you would like to blow up for people?
Myths or misconceptions. Let's see. The stripper does not want to go home with you. How about that one to begin with?
Ding, ding, okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, these girls are actresses. They are selling a fantasy. They are making you want them because that's their job.
Right.
And in turn, by making you want them, they're getting your money because you're going to pay for that. So if you're not willing to do that, you're in the wrong place. These girls are sharks. They're professionals. And that's what they do.
Amen.
You're walking into the lion's den when you go into a strip club. These girls are here trained to take your money.
Woohoo! And
the staff is as well.
Yep.
But from the time a customer drives into the valet, the parking lot attendant is already radioing us inside to let us know what kind of music you're listening to, letting us know how you're dressed, what kind of car you're driving, so we have an idea of who you are before you even make the door. So when you come in the door and we see what you're wearing, how you're dressed, how we perceive you, we can size you up to see if you're going to spend money or not.
So true. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. What about, let's see, what are some misconceptions about being a manager or being, and then we'll talk about being a DJ.
Misconceptions about being a manager is it's not cushy at all. Managers are basically firefighters. We put out the fires in the club. Amen. Throughout the night. Something goes wrong with a register or something goes wrong with a customer. Something's up with an entertainer. We're just putting out any fires that should occur. We're just there to observe, watch, and make sure everyone's having a good time and being safe. Number one rule is make sure your guests are safe, of course, and your staff and entertainers. And, you know, alcohol-wise, making sure people are being overserved, that type of thing. But basically, we're firefighters. We're just putting out problems and fires as they arise.
I love what you said earlier. I always heard that, you know, a strip club is like a mini Vegas everywhere you go. Everything is designed to funnel you to spend money and have a good time and stay as long as possible. And you've kind of
exactly right.
Hit that on the head as you've gone along. More with Johnny Walker right after this.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What are some misconceptions about from your DJ days about what the DJ does or doesn't do?
Misconceptions of being a DJ. Wow.
Yes.
You're pretty much on your own. You know, you're an island pretty much. You're the only guy in that room with your job. Yeah. So there is not, it's not a team effort. It's you'd like it to be, you'd like your floor host to help you out when you're calling girls to stage. You'd like that to happen, but let's remember, they're down there doing 100 other things also.
Right.
In their defense, they're not necessarily focused on helping you do your job. They're focused on doing their job. And let's remember, they are there to make money as well. Mm-hmm. So they're focused on making their money as well as making the club money. But their money obviously comes first.
Right.
It's like a dancer. Her money comes first. Your money is secondary. Okay. Not all entertainers will take as good care of you as they should, even if they make $1,000 in a night. They still may give you that minimum tip out, which is $10 to $15, depending upon where you work. They may still give you that minimum, and you may think that's unfair, which it kind of is. I mean, we all know the industry minimum has been around for a very, very long time, and DJs want raises too. You know, we'd like to make a little extra money as well. There's plenty of them that do that, you know, in my, sure, my time behind the booth there, what I always did was I would get 8 to 10 girls that are my girls and take very good care of them and make sure they're happy. And you take care of those 8 to 10 girls. I don't care if you've got 40 girls, take care of 8 to 10 of them. Those 8 to 10 will tip you well over the minimum every single time. And that's how you make money as a DJ. You can't keep a list of girls that owe you. You can't, you know, hammer them for money. That's not ever going to work. In the history of DJs, that's never worked. Okay. So you guys that put those lists out there, you might as well just give those up. Okay.
What was your favorite, some of your favorite things about your job?
Oh, well, you know, the girls, a lot of the girls are fun to hang around with and fun to talk to. A lot of them are normal. A lot of them aren't so normal, but even the not so normal ones are funny too, because of their way of life. The, you know, the way they see the world. These girls have a totally different perspective on the world as far as that we do. It's totally different. You know, we see the world one way, they see it another way. So it's like, if you can talk to these girls and see where they're coming from, sometimes you actually understand them a little bit better.
You know? I agree. I worked really hard when I was a DJ to build a relationship and rapport with them. And like,
right.
As big brother, usually I was a lot older, obviously. They're usually between like 18 and 25 for the most part.
Right.
And,
but each girl has a different personality and you have to deal with them each differently. They're, no one of them is the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I used to try and like, you know, bond with them and help them create a brand for their character. So their stage name is their character. So, that's one thing, guys, by the way. Yeah. Sorry. You're probably not going to get the real name. That's their stage name. That's their performer name. Just deal with it.
Let's talk about that. Why? I don't even understand in this day and age anymore why girls come up with fake names. I mean, these guys aren't smart enough to actually, you know, care about what your real name is. To, you know, care if your name is Twinkles or if your name is Barbara, you know.
Okay, what's the strangest name you've had?
strangest name.
A stripper name, entertainer name.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I think too.
I don't know. The strangest name. Jesus Christ, there's so many of them.
I've had one that was like Honey Dripper or something like that. I'm like, really? That's your name? Yeah.
You know,
because my pussy drips Manta, like honey.
Black Manta.
Black Manta, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or, yeah.
You know, is she a DC Comics fan or something?
Yeah, apparently so. I always rolled my eyes at Nevaeh.
Yeah. Oh, for all you who don't know, that's heaven spelled backwards. Aww.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the entertainer will tell you that as much as possible. You know, it's Nevaeh spelled backwards, you know, it's heaven spelled backwards.
Excuse me.
They will not waste any opportunity to tell you that.
No,
that's it's why original. I picked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very non-sexual.
What's something about the industry that might surprise people or they don't know about that they should know?
What should they know about the industry? Food and strip clubs can be good sometimes.
Yes.
If you get the right strip club, they're cooking some good food in there, even though you might think, wow, I'm not eating in a strip club. Guess what? Some of the food is actually the bomb, man.
Man, I was at your old club, Solid Gold, MJP's club, Michael J. Peters club.
Yeah.
At 15, in 2015, first time down there. And we ate at that amazing restaurant inside the club. It had its own little area, and I had the lamb chops. Oh my God, were they good!
Right, it's actually that was called the Palms Grill, and
yes.
We had some of the best food in Lauderdale in that area. People would come just to come to dinner there. I mean, not necessarily to hang out at the strip club, but sometimes people would just come in just for the food.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
So that's something you should know, is that you can get some good food in a strip club. That's one of our ways of bringing people in. You know, we only have so many ways to do it. Sometimes it's not just the girls. You have to have several revenue streams to bring into a strip club.
You know, and to get you to stay longer, right?
You have
some good drinks, some good bourbon with it, or after dinner drinks, you know, get the whole
right
experience.
Length of stay. Once again, comes into play. You know, you can't build your night financially if you're not got people spending. So they'd have to be there spending for a long period of time or a lengthy period of time. And you want to keep them there as long as you can.
Absolutely. So. All right, Johnny, maybe three more questions for you. What has changed for the better and for the worse since you started in the industry? You want to start positive? You want to start Negative.
Let's start with the better, I guess.
All right.
Has anything gotten better in the industry? I don't know. I think the knowledge that most managers and owners have now, after all the years of operating clubs, they've gotten smarter on how to do it. Legally and financially, I think they've gotten smarter. I think a lot of club owners have realized they have to spend a little money to make money, to update their clubs every five to eight years or whatever. Mm-hmm. Lots of times clubs would go and never update. You'd walk into a place 10 years earlier, and then 10 years later, you walk in the same club. It looks exactly the same.
Right.
Nothing has changed. I mean, you have to keep up with the times, as it were. And that's very important in today's market, anywhere in the country, is to keep your venue updated and looking fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, the old school stuff just doesn't go anymore. The old school way of doing things doesn't work anymore either. Not that it doesn't work, but it's
got to be modified.
Yes, it's kind of frowned upon anymore.
Right.
Like when guys used to touch girls on stage back in the day, what'd they do? They broke their freaking hands and threw them out the back door into a dumpster.
Yep.
That doesn't happen anymore. There's a misconception you might not know about. We don't break people's hands anymore and throw them in dumpsters and open their heads with the door. Yes, that all actually happened. Hit guys in the hand with a hammer. Yeah, I've seen all that happen. So, yeah, that's very true. That did happen years and years ago. Those things don't happen any longer. We have to be more mainstream now than we used to be back in the day.
Now, what is something not as good that has changed?
Something not as good as it changed is the entertainer itself. I would rather have, you know, 10 old school entertainers that know how to talk to customers, sell a bottle, anchor a customer to a table, get them in rooms, spending money, champagne, all that. I'd rather have 10 old school dancers than 50 of these younger 19-year-old girls that think they know it all because they saw the movie Hustlers.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Right?
It's absolutely ridiculous. These girls have no idea how to entertain, how to sell the fantasy, how to keep them coming back. They have no idea. I used to have entertainers that could have dinner with five different customers in one night.
Yeah.
They'd go to dinner. She'd have these customers lined up by time, like appointments.
Yeah.
These girls don't know how to do this any longer. No. We've got the OnlyFans out there. And all the digital media that the girls can work off of now. And the problem is that for strip club owners anyway, is that your entertainers are your biggest competition.
Sure.
Because they can go so many different avenues to sell what they do.
Right.
At the same time, you don't know what it is, what they do on the outside of your club. So that's one of the biggest problems right now. Digital media. OnlyFans, cell phones. They can give out their cell phone numbers so easily anymore.
Right.
They're seeing your customers on the outside, and that customer has no reason to come back into your club and spend money. So you're basically spinning your wheels all the time, trying to keep the girls away from doing that, showing them reasons why they shouldn't do that and keep business in the club.
Right. All right, let's end this on a positive note. What are some new and exciting things in the future or near future that you see coming, or innovations coming that you've liked?
Oh, boy. Wow. you know what I do see? I see AI coming into the picture.
Yeah.
We've seen it all at CES and Expo and all that. A lot of AI coming in. We've seen robotic strippers. We've seen robotic bartenders.
Yep.
We already see the automation of computers in the server area
with DJs.
With SkyTabs and DJs, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, what's that tell you? They're looking to come take your jobs. Absolutely. And also, well, that's not so positive, but we also see the government getting involved in people's money because they know we're making cash money out there and they're not getting a part of it. So we see that happening as well.
Yeah, but shutting down the cash.
But positively, I certainly see the AI coming into it. I see I see cryptocurrency is coming to strip clubs as well, which I pitched to my owner as well. And I wanted to be one of the first to do that. And we'll see if that happens. But right now it has not. We have evolved from cigarette machines in strip clubs to now vape machines.
Oh, really?
So now we just got one last week. We now have a vape machine in club that, since vaping is now more popular than smoking, that's happening as well. So we're seeing some things changing in the industry so that people don't have to sit in a smoke-filled strip club like before, especially people that don't smoke much. I don't smoke any longer either. I used to.
Good for you.
I had a stroke July 4th, so.
That'll change your ways. I'm glad you're all right,
man,
there, brother.
Yeah, made me see the light, you know. So now I just do a little vaping, but you know, no nicotine or anything in that. So those are the good things I see coming. A few minor things, but I see a long term downfall of the strip club industry. Is what I see, in my opinion.
Okay.
Next 10 years, 12 years.
Well, human
interaction, who knows what it's going to be.
Yeah, human interaction is on the downslide anyways, all across society, I feel.
That's what I'm talking when I say AI. Right, exactly. It doesn't even have to be a real person anymore. It can just be a robot, you know.
Well, we'll see where it goes, my brother. Well, hey, man, I want to thank you for your time and your knowledge and sharing your experience with us. It's been great talking to you, and we'll have to do this again sometime, man.
Yeah, man, I'd love to. Good talking to you, Alon, and say hi to Danny for me. I haven't talked to him in a while, but yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
Dude, have a good day.
You too, man. All of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtain can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.